this is Nido Media. Welcome to Hacker Public Radio. With me is GMC, organizer of the OHM 2013.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And for the listeners, what's OHM 2013? Could you tell me a bit about the event?
Yes, OHM 2013 stands for Observe, Hack, Make. And it's the next installment, basically, of the four-yearly Dutch hacker camps. They happen every 4 years. The last one was in 2009, Hacking at Random. We had about 2,500 visitors. We expect to have about 3,000 this year. And, well, what happens here? I mean, we are at the terrain now because it's the field day. We are measuring all the tents and the terrain. There will be at least three large tents where lectures will take place about many subjects like deeply technological hacking, but also more esoteric topics, political, ideological. Well, you name it. It's going to be basically 4 days of completely interesting content on lots of subjects. Well, next to that, there will be a lot of workshop tents where people can actually do stuff. There will be a large hardware hacking area with a mobile fab lab, actually two mobile fab labs, an area where people can just sit down and solder or make stuff. There's going to be a tent where there will be workshops on learning how to solder. Mitch Altman is going to do a part of that. And for the rest, yeah, it's a camping event, so people will stay here day and night.
It's a multi-day event.
It's a multi-day event, yeah. It's from July 31st until August 4th. And, well, people arrive here, they set up their tent along the lecture tents and the workshop tents. They will listen to the lectures, and at night they will have parties and fun.
Okay, could you tell me a bit about the history of this event? Because you told some moments ago this wasn't the first time.
Yeah, it's every 4 years. This is, I think, the sixth time. It basically started out in 1989 in Amsterdam. The hacker scene there around Rob Groengrijp, what later would become, well, Hectic, the magazine, and later that became Access for All, the internet provider. But they already had visions. I mean, this is 1989, right? There wasn't internet in every home. They had visions of how internet would change the world and the impact it would have on society. So they decided to organize an event around that. It was in Paradiso, that was indoors. It was 2 days, I think. A couple of 200-300 people there. 4 years later, they thought, let's do it again, but this time, well, let's take the hackers out of their comfortable zone and put them outside in the field, you know? And that's 93. Still, not everyone has internet, but what did they do? They went into a camping field in the middle of nowhere and bam, put internet there, tents, lectures, had a lot of fun. So that was so much fun that they decided to do it again 4 years later and 4 years later. And well, now it's 2013 and time for the next installment.
Okay, where will this event be held?
Well, it's in Geestme Ambacht, which is a recreational area in the Netherlands, Noord-Holland, next to Alkmaar. It's about, I think, 45 minutes from Amsterdam driving. Public transport is a bit longer. We will also, for the people coming with public transport, make sure there is transport from the nearest train station to the event terrain, because that's also, if you take a bus, it's quite a drive, but if we have direct shuttles, so it's going to be conveniently to go by public transport as well.
Okay, and when will this event be held?
May I?
Yeah, we're just having a short interview, but...
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can see.
No problem.
It will all be cut out.
If you have something to say, because we have like 3 minutes of interview and we're out of questions.
Oh, yeah.
What kind of people do you expect at the event? What kind of people were there last year, 4 years ago? Any prominent...
It's a hacker festival, so of course you will have hackers. Being a Hacker Public Radio, I don't think I have to explain what hackers are. And you'll see hackers from all over the world, actually. Not only the Netherlands, lots of Germans, of course Belgium people, but also from farther away, Eastern Europe, and heck, even from America. We have someone here, actually.
The hacker on a plane.
Hackers on a plane, yeah.
Hackers on a plane will be back.
Yes, that's Nick Farr in the back of the car, from America, as I say, all over the world. Maybe you can tell us a bit about Hackers on the Plane.
Hackers on a Plane started way back at the CCC camp in 2007, just as a way of facilitating interactions between hackers in the United States, Canada, Mexico, that side of the pond, and hackers in Europe. And 2007, we brought 40 people to the camp. At the CCC, and then every European camp since, we've been bringing over more and more Americans to enjoy all of the wonderful things at camp and have people form relationships or solidify relationships online. Everybody who comes over here is always fascinated by all the projects and lectures and all of the great parties and everything else that happens at the camp.
Okay, for the people who are in America and who want to know more about the Hackers on a Plane, where do they need to go?
Hackersonaplane.info.
Okay, and it's basically open for anyone?
Yeah,
or?
Anyone. Anyone can join in for one price. You get the flight over here, your transport, housing, food, everything taken care of here for you, and flight back. It's a great way for people who have never been to Europe or have never been to a camp to experience it. A lot of people who came in 2007, who came to HAR, have since made other friends and are eager to go back, and they make plans on their own, knowing what to expect. But if you're at all afraid about attending OMRI, you want some more, I guess, personal guidance and want somebody to get you from the airport, bring you here, make sure you have a tent, make sure you have everything you need, Hackers on a Plane is the way to go. Hackersonaplane.info. If I can plug that.
Yeah, sure. Anything else you want me to ask? I'm going to edit it afterwards.
So. Can you warm me up at all? Can you warm me up at all?
We're going into all kinds of things which we don't want records of.
That was just a joke.
I'm seriously considering leaving this part in.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Hackers of Plane Info hebben gehad. Okay, if people want to know more about OM 2013, where can they find more information?
Well, they could go to OM2013.org. That's OHM2013.org. It has all the information. And actually, the special thing about these events is there are no visitors. Everyone who comes also participates in making the event it is. So that means that the people who speak here are all community members. The people who build up the infrastructure, all volunteers. And that's what makes it special. So if people listening want to contribute to that, there's also a call for participation out, where people can send in lectures, but not only lectures, also workshops, art installations, lightning talks, every kind of content that could contribute to the excellence of these events. Along the way there will be a site for volunteers to sign up for shifts doing the necessary but sometimes boring but always fun work. There's lots of shifts to fill, which ranges from introducing the speakers on stage to doing duty cleaning toilets, although we are seriously considering hiring some students for that this time, because it's hard to find volunteers to clean the toilets.
Yes, but there's also other stuff like cooking food, driving people around.
Yep.
The shuttles, the last time it was a volunteer-driven thing. Is that the same this time?
Yeah, it's the same thing, yeah.
So if you want to try driving around in a big car, there's something for you.
Yep. If you want to hook up the power infrastructure,
Do you want to build a network for 3,000 people on a campsite? This is the way to go.
Surprisingly, the network team is never short of volunteers. I don't know why, but... Yeah, but we will be setting up a data center here, and mind you, this is the middle of nowhere. There's nothing here. It's just a flat land. Well, some artificial like aesthetic hills here. We have to put in everything: the network, the power, showers, toilets. Tents that are suited for giving lectures to 1,500, 2,000 people. It's all going to be built from scratch by volunteers.
Okay, so there you have it, OHM 2013. It's going to be a great event, and I'm going to be there. I hope to see you there. I'm going to see you there, GMC, and Nick, you too.
Of course.
And,
And I'm counting on a special edition of Hacker Public Radio from the... We also have a radio studio.
We'll figure something out.
Cool.
Okay, so for more information on OHM 2013, check out ohm2013.org. For more information on Hackers on a Plane, check out hackersonaplane.info. Thank you. That's it.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
Awesome, thank you.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever considered recording a podcast, then visit our website to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club. HPR is funded by the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. All BinRev projects are proudly sponsored by Lunar Pages. From shared hosting to custom private clouds, go to lunarpages.com for all your hosting needs. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 3.0 license.